Hello, Alex.
Hi, good afternoon, Sir Allison. Are you available to talk? Great. I'm actually just calling because I just wanted to get a crystal clear on this as we're setting up on your closing. It's my understanding that you're using the money from selling this house to purchase the next house.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Okay, so this is what we're thinking. 'Cause I know that you're gonna close on the 28th on that house, right?
Yes, ma'am. Both of them.
Both of
Both
them.
of them. Yeah. So I'm not sure 'cause you're gonna go ahead and use the money you said to purchase that property. So if we're gonna close on the 28th and then both like the checks will be released on the 28th, or if it's either going to be a wire transfer. Would you rather like close earlier than the 28th of this month?
How
Like
early
how
would
early?
Well, I'm going to have to check with our attorneys, but I wanted to check if you would wanted to consider in doing that. But of course, you're still going to be staying at the house until the 28th, since that's the day that you're going to move.
Yes, okay. See, we've steady moving stuff out of here.
Yeah, but that's.
That's what I was asking.
We've already started the moving process, but
Oh, okay.
how are you talking? But you mean we can stay until the 28th, even if we close earlier?
Well, that I'll have to check with our team, but I wanted to check with you first. What will be the situation on your end if we're gonna do that? This is what I'm thinking. I will check if we can close earlier than the 28th of this month, so you can, get the money from the sale. I just wanted to confirm with you first that your plan is to use that money. And I'm just not sure on that part, so I wanted to call you and make sure that we're all on the same page.
That's the way I understood that the realtor we're working with down there,
It's
the
working
place
with the
we're
court.
buying, that it was going to be done at your place, your lawyer's office, and the check would be written out
There.
for the new place, and we would get the balance from that. That's what I was told on the
Got it.
closing date.
Gotcha.
So,
Okay.
they be paying for it. No, y'all write a check for the house that we're buying, and we get the balance out of this
Right.
house.
Got it. Okay. That's what I'm
That's what I
not.
was doing. But, I mean, I don't know.
Is that the realtor for the other property told you that?
Yes.
No, I think I
What?
told her.
Well, yeah, the person that we're working with buying the other property, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
So that's
okay.
what we were going to do. Yeah, she talked to somebody.
She talked to somebody at Gordon at the lawyer's office. Gordon, I can't
Oh,
remember.
okay.
The
They've got it
They're the
all
ones
worked
that set
out.
it all
Yeah.
up. That we closed the same day that they transfer the funds from our account to pay for this account, and we will get the balance.
Okay, got it. Okay. Well,
Yeah,
I think if
that's
that's gonna
the
Huh?
I see. Well, I
Sure.
was just like a little worried about that, because you said that you're gonna use the money. I didn't know that was the situation that your realtor spoke to someone from Dankus and Gordon. So
Yeah,
I'm just
that's
gonna
the difference.
I
Can we end
see.
up putting a $500 deposit on the house
Awesome.
that we're
Okay.
buying with the lawyer's office? We went to the lawyer's office with,
Got it.
did all of them.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I think there's everything is actually going smooth at the moment. So that's just what I one of the things that I would worry because Forrest said that you're going to use the money to pay that, and I didn't know that was the situation, so just wanted to get crystal clear on that. And I'm glad I was able to confirm that, because, you know, it's both on the same day, and I just don't want you, like, having a delay in purchasing your new house.
I appreciate that. But, I mean, I just know what a realtor told us, that she worked with somebody, I don't know who she likes to say, with the office there, and contact the lawyer, and everything was being done through that. That's why they put the closing date on both properties at the same time. So when you go in there and sign for one, close on one, then we close on the other one, all the same day, at the same time.
Well, that is good to know. Gives me, like, you know, assurance that everything is in good right now. And so you're going to be moving out on the 28th, the day itself, or?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's our goal.
Awesome.
I'm so sorry. I thought y'all knew all of this.
Oh,
what's going on?
Well, I just spoke to Forrest. He told me that that was the case. I just wanted to make sure, of course, that we're not going to have any problem or any delays with you moving to your new home. That's why I wanted to just talk to you about it.
Appreciate it.
I really appreciate it. And we rent a storage bin. Just moved the stuff out of here into and stuff. We've been moving the last 3-4 days stuff out of here.
Oh, nice. 3-4 days. Yeah, you've been moving. You were busy for the past few days, huh?
Yes, ma'am. That's why I missed your call. Yes.
Yesterday.
I had my phone here when I was moving to the storage bin. Moving stuff.
Well, no problem. Okay. Well, I mean, I think I got the confirmation that I need. I'll just go ahead and coordinate this over to the team and let them know that that was the situation, and we're still all good with the closing then.
Okay.
Thank
you.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking my call, Mr. and Miss Allison. I hope you have yourself a good day.
Thank you, honey. You do.
Thank you. Bye.